All right, joining us on the line now is the Mayor of the City of Greater Dandenong, Councillor Sean O'Reilly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Now, how is your experiment with the hijab going today, with getting non-Muslim women to put on a hijab? How's it going?
I was there for the first hour. So this has come about by a couple of young women from a local college, Minaret College. They found that when they wore the hijab that they got a lot of questions about when they wear it, where they wear it, etc. So they thought it might be a good activity as part of Council's Youth Week to offer to women who are interested, who want to try wearing a hijab for as long as they wish to, it may be 5 minutes, it may be an hour, and then see what reactions they got and how they felt about the hijab, etc. So we got quite a good uptake of very positive people that were interested in another culture. So if I can emphasise it, it's not about the council promoting one culture over another or promoting switching religions or faiths. It's about cross-cultural understanding.
Okay, well, can I ask you, would you as a councillor, would you now maybe turn that around in a week and say, okay, we're going to have Live Like an Australian Week. We would like you to take off the hijab and wear a bikini down at the beach or something like that, just to see again how another culture lives. I mean, would you do that?
That is an extremely good point, Tom, and I can assure you that the City of Greater Dandenong, being proudly the most multicultural municipality in Victoria, will support any religion or faith that wants to increase awareness about their particular faith, religion.
Yeah, but no, but I'm asking you. Okay, but let's look at the majority culture in this place, which is the, for want of a better term, Anglo-Saxon or Judeo-Christian culture that exists in Australia. And I would guess, without knowing, it's probably still close to being the majority in the City of Greater Dandenong. But I mean, again, if someone said, I would like to encourage Muslim women to take off the hijab, take off the burqa, put on a bikini and go down to St Kilda Beach for a day before it gets too cold, is that something that you would support in terms of cross-cultural understanding?
Well, we certainly support that as a notion. It's a bit of an extreme example.
I'm sorry, there's a lot more women in Australia who wear bikinis than wear hijabs. It's hardly extreme. It's normal.
Yeah, and it's all about those people that want to learn more about another culture are invited to participate. We're not forcing anything on anyone.
Yeah, but it just seems to me that, you know, you'll support things where it's the minority culture wanting to do something, but you wouldn't support something about the majority culture wanting to do a similar thing.
Well, Tom, there's no evidence of the City of Greater Dandenong not supporting majority cultures at all. As I've said, we've got a broad range of cultures, and we wouldn't put one above the other. It's about promoting the cross-cultural knowledge and understanding so that we're more tolerant of each other, we respect where we're coming from.
Well, okay, but again, I would put it to you that by and large, elements of the Muslim faith do not like women to walk around just wearing a bikini and not covering up their hair, for example. So, again, in the interest of cross-cultural understanding, would you go to those people and say, why don't you try doing what lots of other people in Australia do, just as an experiment? Would you put it to them or not?
By all means, if there's a particular any particular religion, faith or culture that has the initiative of an idea that will promote that cross-cultural understanding, the council will support it. I mean, we obviously wouldn't do anything that or force something into or try and push something onto someone that they would think offensive, which is the same with today.
I will look forward to seeing that. Now, do you still close off the local pools in the City of Greater Dandenong for Muslim women-only swimming times?
No, I don't believe so, Tom, and I think that the report in today's Herald Sun was inaccurate.
So that doesn't happen?
I think there was something that, a few years ago. I don't have the exact facts, but look, we're all about open access for everybody, and exclusivity would be very extremely minor. We want our pools and facilities to be used by everyone.
Councillor Sean O'Reilly, Mayor of the City of Greater Dandenong, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, I don't know what to think, you know. It's all about, you know, openness and people, you know, doing cross-cultural understanding. But as I said, you know, it's okay, you know, if you're a Muslim and say, I would like you, non-Muslim, just to try wearing what we do, our hijab, and see what it's like. But again, would the council support a group of normal Australians saying, righto, let's strip down to our bikinis, not wear anything on our heads, and go down to St Kilda Beach together and see what that's like? That's a pretty normal thing for the majority of Australians to do. And he ummed and he ahed and he obfuscated. I don't think it'll happen. Darren, hello.
Hey, Tom. And once again, here we see a council forgetting about what they should be doing, collecting rubbish and all the other things, and doing stuff that they should just keep their nose out of and worry about their core job, because they don't do that very well.
I agree, Darren. I don't know what to say. I agree with you. I agree. Oh, who knows? Look, I don't live in Dandenong. Maybe things are so good there. Maybe the rates are so low, the rubbish collection so efficient, the roads so brilliant and smooth and well repaired that they can afford to spend a bit of time and money doing these other things. I don't know, Darren.